Europäisches Design Radio. Europäisches
Design Radio.
Une radio européenne du design.
Europäische Design Radio.
And welcome back for EU Design Radio. We are here to listen something interesting about design oracles, but I am Sauli and
I'm Nathan.
We are here to welcome you to listen our web radio.
So today we are talking about our new experience. So we began with the idea to show you different view of some actual exhibition. That's why we record user, curator and artist in order to create you a new design, a new idea of critique. So this week I've listened to Marie, a design student. She goes to Oracle du Design at La Gaîté Lyrique, an exhibition by Lee Hedelcook, a famous trend forecaster. And Marie explains her point of view, how she lives his exhibition as a design fine. Let's listen to it.
He liked the beginning of the exhibition. It was a very dark room, like a corridor, and you would just come from the city, all the excitement, and arrive in the first room, completely dark, with just dark objects, chairs, sculptures, or lights, and I think it was really nice because it sets the scene. It tells you that objects are more than just objects because you see them, and in this very dark environment, you don't see them the same way that you would see them in a shop or at someone's house. And at the same time, you also have some voices, some sounds coming from the roof that are just kind of projected on the visitor. Where the object is. So you walk in this long corridor and you see each object, and just ahead of it there is this sound. I think it's the designer voice, I'm not sure, but it says something in French or in English about the object, as if the object was speaking to you, saying, "I'm very simple, I'm very light, I'm shiny." It would speak about the object itself. So that was really interesting because I think it was a good way to tell the visitor, here you are not just looking at objects that you can buy, you are seeing them in what they are, as for their matter or what they mean, and also what they meant when they were done by the designers, for instance. So that was a very interesting piece of the exhibition. Okay. And then it's fun because afterwards, just after this very intense experience you have in the corridor, the black corridor, I don't know what's the name anymore, but you enter into the rest of the exhibition, which is downstairs, and things are much less, they don't seem as important. They are put like this, you feel like you're in a fair. And you're just seeing a lot of nice objects. So maybe it's to say something else, but I think the very first part of the exhibition was very strong and interesting. It was also fun because I don't know if people are used to see exhibition of only objects, like all these objects from different designers, countries, style. And some of the visitors, you would see that they know what they're looking at. They're aware of what it is, what it means. You have students like me that have just had their history course, so they know everything about everything. But they're also happy to see the objects in real. So that was interesting. Some Ettore Sozza's book place. I don't know how you say it. Or yeah, some very nice pieces of design. And also sometimes you are in front of something, you don't know what it is, and you don't really understand it. And it's fun because it was not as difficult to show that you didn't understand than in front of an art piece. I felt like you could say, what is it? And ask maybe your neighbor, oh, I don't know what this is. And he would tell you. Or so it was fun because I was visiting with a friend and there were two other students. And at the point we started discussing, like, what is this and what is that? And it was fun because it was I think in an art exhibition, sometimes you feel shameful not to understand the artist, like what does he mean, but here it was just objects and what they are, how they are done, and so it maybe was more easy to speak with the others, and so that was nice.
Okay, well, that was Marie, and thank you for her. She was talking about La Galerie, the exhibition Design Oracles, and it's curated by Lidevai Edelkurt, and she's a renowned trend forecaster, and she's predictions highlight concepts that will be essential in the coming years of industries as diverse as fashion and graphic design. What do you think about what Marie said about the exhibition?
Hi, Sally.
Emma has joined us here. Sorry.
Yeah. I didn't see the exhibition, and maybe you did. Could you just begin by talking a bit about the exhibition and maybe see if you agree with some points Marie talked about, and maybe I could add some things later?
Let's do that. Okay, so basically what she was talking about, like really strong impression from the first room, which was completely black and there was just sounds and dark objects. So from past to really nowadays design, and there was like from solid to the fabrics and more like also playing with shadows. The lights were interesting there, and there was sounds and like she said, it was really, really strong. And then you come to this another floor, which is a long floor, and there's these different topics, basically how they are organized, these different design pieces, and each story communicates a lifestyle and a desire for self-expressions, basically. So there was different topics were called simple, humble, curious, inflated, abstract, naive, nomadic, mutant, organic, and archaic. And for example, humble was separated from this each other to put in a different room, which was actually completely white. So a kind of a contrast to the first room. And it was also really peaceful. There was the walls were having this kind of art projections that were basically kind of a fabric that was there, and it was kind of really, really peaceful when the black room was really strong.
Okay.
So
I think it's interesting to notice the different way that is employed to show an unusual topic, that is objects, in an exhibition. We are not used to this kind of exhibition, actually. And what Marie said and what meets the point you're talking about is that people feel more likely to say they are not aware or they don't know a lot about objects, and that it's, how to say, it's interpolating, I don't know the word, I'm sorry. Like you see the objects and you feel it's a different way to show them off, and also a different way to organize the exhibition and to discuss about what you're seeing with your peers or something like this. But I maybe should go to see what feeling I have into this kind of exhibition that joined my field of studies.
Yeah, kind of there was a discussion that this there was the CNAP, Central National Desert Plastic, the organization that basically donated these art pieces or borrowed basically for this exhibition, had a strong debate with Didevi Edelkurt, how they can be expressed in this exhibition, because Lidevai had completely different idea how to, and she didn't actually care about the time, but more like her feelings, and it was you could see that it was actually completely different what you could see from the history of design books, for example, how they would organize design pieces, and basically here there you could see the playing with time. And more like seeing these kind of hints of future design, maybe.
Maybe it's much more entertaining and less boring for visitors to even the way things are taught to the visitors. Like there's a voice from the roof that is talking in the person of the object, like as if the object were talking to you, and like yes, I'm like this, and these are my design, my features, and things like this. I think is yes, it's entertaining, it and it's a new way of exhibiting things and of talking about things, and I think it's nice. It's a nice way to evolve to a new kind of exhibitions, a new kind of mediation, of cultural mediation, or things like this.
True.
Yeah.
True. It's a completely new way of seeing how to put things together, and I really appreciated it, because you've seen many of them actually before. Those objects are classics, but at the same time, there are some new ways.
New context.
New context. So you feel that okay, I never thought about it. Actually, you could.
Yeah.
Put them in this category, or well, of course they are, but at the same time, I would not know how to. Yeah,
but it's creating also to get ahead of what of the use you made usually of this object. For example, the chair I'm daily sitting on may also be an art piece, may also be exhibited in a place like a. What is an art piece, finally? What should be considered as art? Like, are objects art pieces, or maybe it's the question that this exhibition raises? And
yeah, definitely. And when a design piece is something that is actually something that people want to see, and not just to use, and
even if the aim of design is to make functional objects, but they also may have a just aesthetical aspect.
Or they might raise other interesting ideas from their being, basically.
Yeah.
And that maybe they are not even artistic or aesthetic, but they are actually questioning something.
Yeah, sure.
Something.
Sure. And that's why the mediation is important. The voice telling you about the history of the object is important. Telling you about the creator, the designer, for instance. So maybe we're done with the subject.
Thank you for listening, and see you again.
Bye.